we could make changes in the essence. Yes, the form of prayer, the form of someone standing like this and saying some words, thinking, singing a song. This is a practice which you could think that it means nothing, but it means a lot. Because this is like cultivating something and acquiring the taste. That's what it is. You will not acquire the taste by being very clever. You have to try this and that and that and that and that and listen to the advice of the masters. That's how it works. Then he explained it that it goes to the edges. Some of these masters, they look like fools because they don't want you to find them. Don't worry, because it's not you who will find them. You will practice your stuff, they will find you. Then, at the end, said, okay, now let's attend to the dangerous part of the intelligence. Intelligence in you is independent. The intelligence in you is based on that capital I. Is selfish. You know why? It was created for that purpose. Right at the beginning in the animals, it was created to save me, right? To do my stuff. Okay. This one is the enemy. Why is the enemy? You see, we told you at the first paragraph, we said, the way this one attends, the path is the opposite. Because this one doesn't like to become we. This one wants to be I. This is the self. We're talking about the selflessness, which is one of the necessities of love. So, be aware that the enemy is in here. Okay, look at the enemy. Who is that enemy? It's me, real me, and it's real, and it's really active, and whatever I'm thinking, that one knows it, because it learned the language with me, because it's me, it's not someone else. That's why it's the worst enemy. Because he knows all the tricks, and even more, that more is dangerous. What was that more about? You remember? He said, this one could convince you to do something good to stop you from doing something better. Because when he understands here that, oh, I'm tricked. This fellow doesn't follow my orders. This fellow is Majnun, means crazy. This fellow doesn't think about grabbing something. This fellow is thinking about giving something, sacrifices. So, let's deal with him. How? Learn his tricks, wake him up for the prayer, because the prayer, as we said, is the form. The essence is the soul. That, if you miss it, you see? So, it will give you the form to stop you from having the essence. This was the first stuff we heard about the Caliph Muawiyah. He was sleeping. The prayer was, the time of the prayer was being over, so Satan woke him up. That was all the conversation. Then we arrived to another stuff. He said, it's even worse, because it will go to the idea of collectively to do something, to make up a holy ground just to make division, just to make it two choices for you, avoiding the oneness. You know why? Because in reality, everything is like a coin. It has two sides. The field of love, everything is like a piece of marble, like Earth, like the globe. One face only. It's love or not. Doesn't have two faces on it. Here, you'll play two faces. We realize it. First of all, they build the mosque. We remember what this mosque meant to us. Do you remember this mosque? What it means, a mosque?
The
place to go and go to war. I have to go back to book one, paragraph two. When the king realized that intelligence cannot solve the problem, even the physicians couldn't solve it, barefootedly went to mosque to go to mihrab, means the war zone, because that's a place that you could find yourself. The prayer means that, symbolically, in our stories. Okay, here they build a mosque, but not to go to mihrab to make a division. And they are so clever and they played it so good that even Prophet hesitated and brought in an excuse that I'm going to the war, I'll come back. Suddenly the voice came from upstairs that, hey, no, tell them. Why? Because if you don't confront them, they insist and insist and insist, they could win. So be upfront. The Prophet stood up and said, no, let me tell you, you're bad, you're rotten people, get out of here. Good. The problem solved? Not yet. Those fellows will be kicked out. But the fellows here around the Prophet, the question we learned there, oh, we thought that this was inclusive compassion and blah 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 blah. What happened? That. They doubt. What is the cure for that doubt? If you have gone through the story, you remember paragraph 2, which I referred now, in that mosque and blah blah blah. What happened in that mosque? In that mihrab? Mihrab was filled with the tears of this fellow. This fellow went to dream, and in dream, he saw something. Here, these doubters will sleep. In their dream, suddenly will see the filthy new mosque, which is filled with obvious rotten stuff. So they will realize. In a way, he's talking us back to the beginning and say, okay, you learn all of it. The rest is not understandable, believe me, you. We will go to explain the magic, how the magic works here. Because we believe in magic, magic works, but we are not going to give you the secret or the keyword. But we'll talk about that. Here at the end, he will take us to the beginning, right at the beginning. So this is it. The war is between me and me. This is what this wisdom is all about. One me is the animal me, is the I. That one I don't have to think about even, because this is a machine that really has been here for millennia, and no one knows why and how. Where is my beginning? Do you remember? Where is my beginning? You are a good candidate. Where did I become alive?
With the breath of God.
When?
With the breath, when God breathed into the...
Time-wise, I'm talking about. Earthly time. Yeah. Tell me a time.
When you took the responsibility.
I'm talking about my animal.
Oh, with the tiny, tiny...
Ah, I'm very sorry for you. You tried your best. That was what I... She wanted to go to my beginning, and she made the false move, which is logical move. If you imagine my beginning, you imagine me shrinking and becoming small. Then smaller. Then smaller. And when it becomes microscopic, you forget about it. How about that? Did you solve the problem? Excuse me, wait a minute. I go to my one cell, okay? I go before that, I'm two cells, right? One is the sperm, which is mate, means is a part of my father. The other one is a part of my grandma, not my mother. My mother has nothing to do with her. It's the grandma's, right? And that one is a partition from the other grandma and go on forever. My life, I have never been dead to become alive. No dead becomes alive. Life comes out of life. Death doesn't give birth to life. So we all started at that magical moment, we don't know when it is, on the earth, that little stuff, yes, happened. And that never died. All the branches who died, they are not here anymore. I am that branch. So my life started millennia ago. That's how it goes. That's what the life is. Life is in we, it's not in me. Because this we, look at my we goes, how many generations you have to go back? Are you counting? Are you still in human beings? You have to go to monkeys, you have to go to mice, you have to go pre-dinosaurs, you have to go to first amoeba. This is continuum of life. There is no click on and off. That's how life works. I'm one footstep. Okay. Let's go back to the world of dream. Because this animal one is the clever one, logical one, historic one, has been here. What about me? I was not here. I know there has been a time that I was not here. This I is that breath. Is that something else somehow added to this life, which has the imagination, thoughts. Started with what? Words. Because I'm not talking about something in me. Something in me started when we realized that we could communicate. We could use abstraction. I could say apple. And all of you are fooled because you think you know what I said. And in a way you know, because you know I didn't say chair. But the apple, remember I said apple? Do you remember the game that you don't know what that apple is really all about? Because you don't know about the reality of that, the